Well, I think we all hope it was a very constructive engagement. I think to have one minister meet a delegation, Catherine, is very significant, especially Minister Moran, who can really make a difference here. But also to have a second minister in the room, our local minister, Marion Harkin, is an added bonus. Blaine Gaffney gave an outstanding presentation on behalf of the Coastal Erosion Committee, and Blaine really hit the salient points in relation to inertia, the lack of progress over a period of time, delay, frustration, but also the genuine concern of the community out there. And Neil Byrne also made a very passionate plea as a local man who grew up in the area and knows firsthand how serious this issue is, and clearly stating that time is not on our side. That was followed by Lewis Rattigan, who gave a very professional presentation in relation to the vital concerns of the caravan park. And in fairness to the minister, who, Catherine, strikes me as a very friendly, hands-on, fully engaged type of a person. He came down to the shoreline, he witnessed how close the shoreline was to the back of the caravan park, and to be fair to everybody, he left in no doubt of the serious nature of the issues that exist in Strand Hill. He has put a three-week deadline now on another meeting, and as stated by Minister Harkin yesterday, who I have no doubt will keep a close eye on this issue, Minister Moran is 100% committed, and he said he would do all he could do to help and deal with the issues raised yesterday in relation to coastal erosion in Strand Hill. And I suppose all we can do now is hold the minister to his word.
And as it relates to, you mentioned there, the genuine concern among the local community, the frustration among the committee out there, do they feel any better following this visit by the OPW minister?
Well, I suppose, as stated, we'll all see how things develop. We'll hold the minister to his word. There was two ministers there, but I just got a very strong sense from Minister Moran that he's a man of action, and it's time for action. We've had numerous reports over a long period of time. There is, I suppose, has been expressed, delay, inertia, genuine frustration, but there's huge concern here across the board. This is it's all inclusive of everybody, a number of stakeholders. All political parties were represented yesterday. All the independents were represented yesterday. And we have a minister now who came down, saw firsthand what the issues are. He has a report. He's called for urgent action within 3 weeks, and he's going to come back to us. So now it's incumbent on us all to keep that pressure on both ministers to ensure that this issue was resolved sooner rather than later, because as has been stated by a number of people, time and tide is firmly against us here.